The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hello, baby mama.
Baby mama.
We need to do like a compilation video of all the times we say baby mamas.
Oh my God.
And it should just
be it for a long time now.
I know. We got to figure out if there's a way for us to like put them all in one and make it like a reel.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Brandon, actually. I'll have
That's
him
really
do
fun.
It.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Yeah, because he does a good job with those. It was funny because the last guest that I had on Barely Famous, we would just, randomly, say stuff and then lose our train of thought. So we made a reel of all the times we were like, wait, what were we saying? And there was, four or five times, and it was just cute. So, yeah, we need to make a reel of all the
–
Yes. We need to do a baby mama's reel. For those of you guys who are listening, V and I were supposed to record on Friday, but V wasn't feeling well, which is fine. I feel like the benefit to us having our own podcast and our own businesses are that we are able to kind of create our own schedule or adjust and be flexible. But with that came me scrolling on social media with the time that I was supposed to be recording. So I'm scrolling, right? Bitch, did you know that Gwen Stefani is pregnant at 53?
She's pregnant?
She's 53 years old and pregnant.
I haven't heard she's pregnant. That's so weird.
I saw a picture of her. Hold on. I'm going to show you. My aunt posted it on her Facebook. And first of all, my aunt is 53. So I'm wait a minute. Hold on. So let me show you. I was what in the fuck? I mean, I'm not judging. I was just shocked because where the fuck have I been? Then I didn't know this. Are you Googling it? Hold on, let me Google.
I am, but it says that
Gwen
and Blake fooled fans with their fake pregnancy reveal. Is it real or is it fake?
Oh.
Is Gwen Stefani pregnant?
No, she's pregnant.
Reportedly pregnant with baby number 4. Fans are wondering if Gwen Stefani is pregnant. That's weird. I keep saying random things about it being fake, but then I see this picture of her with a belly. Like this one?
That's not the one that I saw. I saw a different one, but maybe you're
oh my gosh.
Wait, maybe I'm just starting rumors and I hate when people do this to me. Oh, this is last year. But still, she was 52. I mean, hold on a minute. Wait, so am I spreading fake news? Hold on.
Oh my God. No, because I literally just looked at Gwen Stefani pregnancy and it says this is an article from January 3rd, 2023. So this was only 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it says that they tricked their fans into thinking that they were pregnant or something. So I don't think it's real.
Oh, okay. Well, ignore me then. Forget that. I literally put that on my topic sheet because I was like, girl, I'm 30 years old and I don't even know if my body could handle another pregnancy. And at 53 and she's pregnant, good the fuck for her. Good for her. But anyway, okay. I'm spreading fake news. Don't listen to me.
When my dad got remarried with my stepmom, she had a baby and she was 46, 47. She was almost 50.
Oh, wow. And she was fine. She felt fine. She carried it to term and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like she was fine. That was the last baby she had, was my sister. But I was like, oh my God, like, aren't you, like, I mean, back then I was even like, do you really want to have a baby? Like, I didn't think she was going to want to have a baby just because she was like so much older. And she already had two kids already too. But I don't know. It's
not, I mean, crazy to me.
I mean, I wouldn't want to, yeah.
Wreaked havoc on my body. Like, my whole body hurt. But I also will say I was in like the worst shape of my life. Like, I was just so overweight and stuff. So yeah. Like, that definitely will have an effect on it, I feel like. But yeah, no, okay. I promise to my listeners I'm going to do better with my research. I literally can't.
You had me caught off guard because I'm like, hell no, I follow E! News, I follow all these blog like Shade Room. I knew I would have seen something. I'm like, no,
oh, that's true.
No,
the shade room definitely would have posted. But it's funny because so then I went down this like rabbit hole of where celeb, because I was like, first of all, where the fuck has Gwen Stefani been? Like, I used to love Gwen Stefani. And so that was my chair. Mm-hmm. It's squeaking. I'm not farting. So I went down this rabbit hole of like where my favorite celebrities have been. And I found this article who like, it like listed some celebrities that have actually left the entertainment like TV world. And I thought it was so interesting because some of them are like doing like actual 9-to-5s and stuff. And I thought that was kind of interesting. So one of them was John from John and Kate Plus Eight is, or recently was, a TGI Fridays like cook. And I thought that was really interesting. And then Mara Wilson from Matilda, which is like a freaking favorite in my house. Mm-hmm. Is now writing and podcasting. Same thing for like Sarah Michelle Gellar, and then the little boy.
Did you see the Matilda musical?
No, I didn't. Is it super cute?
It's really cute. I saw it. Me, Isaac, and Vivi saw it on Netflix, and they loved it. Vivi was like, well, she watched it like three times already.
I loved Matilda. It. Yeah, it was so good. So Sarah Michelle Gellar. Or no, not Sarah Michelle Gellar, said her. But Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, he is a veterinarian. Uh-huh. Like, these people full on like left the industry to go do like normal shit. And I just feel like that's so fucking cool. I'll post the article for our listeners if anyone is interested. But people on the list are like Macaulay Culkin. He works for a publishing house now and or owns it. I'm not sure. Sarah Michelle Gellar's on there, Julia Stiles, the dad from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He's a stay-at-home dad now. Like, there's so many things that I was just like, wow, like, these really are normal fucking people. And I'll post that link for you guys so with crazy. The little – yeah. And so I was just down a rabbit hole.
Didn't Macaulay Culkin, he married the girl from The Suite Life?
Yes, exactly. Brenda Song. Yes, yeah. I just thought it was so interesting because I was like, wow, how – like – just because you leave the industry doesn't mean like you're washed up. Some people just want to go back to like normal everyday lives and do normal things and like be with their families and stuff. But I thought that was so interesting. Yeah. So anyway, how are you? How was your weekend? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm good. My stomach still hurts. I've had like this on and off like stomach thing going on, but I honestly feel like it's because I've been eating cheese and
you're lactose intolerant.
Like, yeah, like, well, I switched to oat milk, but if I go to like a fast food restaurant and have like cheese or like anything like that, it's been fucking my stomach up. So I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I don't know what to do anymore. I think my body's just getting used to like the oat milk and not eating so much cheese and stuff. So now it's like every time I eat any little thing with cheese or dairy, it's fucking me up. Like,
so you're developing like an intolerance.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Like, every time I eat, I have to go, like, straight to the bathroom.
Oh, that's not fun. That's the worst.
I just started. I know. Well, I, like, just started drinking oat milk, like, 2 months ago.
You can develop that stuff kind of over time. Like, I don't think I was always sensitive to chicken. Like, I do think that developed over time. And same for dairy, because I used to love milk. Like, I used to drink milk, like, out of the glass. And now I can't. So I wonder, and egg whites too. I don't think I was always sensitive to egg whites. But yeah, I definitely think you can develop it over time. So if I were you, maybe do like one of those tests or whatever to find out for sure. And then see like what you can do to like eliminate. I've never tried any like cheese substitutes, like, or like the vegan cheeses. Mm-hmm. I've never tried any of them, but I would be curious to know if anyone's listening that has like good dairy alternatives, like cheese and things like that, let us know. Because I am very interested as well.
I know Trader Joe's sells some. I've had cheese that's like vegan, but it's just not the same. Like it just doesn't do it for me. Like I don't really like it. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Alessandra told me I can take something before I ever eat like cheese. Or was it you? I don't remember. Someone said
no, it was me. To drink. I've something. Definitely taken Imodium before.
Yeah, I'm about to just start doing it. Because I love cheese. Like I can't stop eating cheese. Like I stopped
no, drinking cheese beer. Is
like
the
I stopped
best.
Drinking full milk, but I'm like, I don't want to stop eating cheese. Like, what do I do here? I can't do it anymore. But my stomach's been fucked up. Like oh my God, Friday when we were supposed to, I was like, there's no way I'm gonna make it through this recording. Like there was no way.
I've actually
but I think
I'm
it
not...
was because that Olive Garden that we had for Isaac's birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was going to say, I have literally taken my laptop at that office and recorded from the fucking toilet. That's so I completely understand and relate.
Oh my God.
Yes. Like I just keep muting myself. I'm so sorry. Literally. I think 30 must be like, 30 just must be one of those times where you like start to notice the differences and the changes and like what things do. Like when we're younger, we don't think about the shit we put in our bodies. We don't give a fuck. But now that we're older, we're 30 and like we start to feel what things do to our bodies, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my body's getting really picky with like any little thing and I'm not used to it. I'm like, no, bitch, you need to calm down. Like just take it. Take it and go.
I was going to say, so I'm sorry if there's a lag at all. I think that my internet is being a little weird. And so I texted Kristen and I posted something on Facebook for, I reached out to an electrician who doesn't deal with anything low. I think he called it low wattage or low voltage. I need to get my internet hardwired into my office at home. So that's going to be on my to-do list for this week. So if there's a lag on this episode, I really do apologize to anyone.
Yeah, there's a little lag. Every time I feel like you're done, I start talking and you're not. But it's okay. Oh, so I put this one thing in the doc and I wanted to talk to you about it because I thought it was so fucking insane. I saw this TikTok and it was this girl and she said that her baby daddy put an AirTag in her daughter's coat and she didn't realize until the daughter came home. And she found it in the coat and she did like a TikTok video about it. And everyone in the comments were like, holy shit, like that's not okay. Like everyone was like so against it. It caused like this really big debate and people were like, they feel like he's being creepy and just trying to keep up with like where the mom is going, like the baby mom is going. And she was just like saying like, I don't know what to do. Like, what should I do?
I'm not going to lie to you. I thought about doing this. I did not see this video. I've never seen this video. I've never seen anything like it, but I did just because currently one of my baby dads is living somewhere other than what's in the custody agreement. And the judge said that he was to stay somewhere. He had to stay with his mom when he has the kids and he doesn't. Ultimately I decided to choose my battles and decided that as long as my kids are okay, I'm going to let it rock. And my kids seem to like the people that they're around, so I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit on the fence about this because I don't really know the context of the relationship here. Immediately the mom in me is like, well, the mom's probably not doing anything wrong and it's the dad being creepy. But then part of me is like, well, there are deadbeat moms as well. So what is she doing that the dad has to be concerned? Or is this a stalking situation? I'm almost like, I don't want to make any judgments before I know like the full scenario. I have definitely thought about putting an AirTag in a backpack before. I definitely have thought about it. I have never done it, but I've thought about it.
I feel like I would probably be crazy and do some shit like that.
I've put trackers on cars.
I probably would be the one to do that.
I put trackers on cars. I have sent locations to my friends' phones and then deleted that because they wouldn't know that I had the location because my friend actually had the location. But that was during Crazy Kale era, and I'm not there anymore. But when it comes to your kids, I mean, I'm willing to do fucking anything for my kids.
That's so, what I was gonna say. I was like, when it comes to the kids, I don't feel like that's like, I don't know. But it's like, we can't, if we're here saying that we would do it, like, we can't fault the dad for doing it.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm like on the fence about it. Like, so obviously there's like stalking situations and abuse situations. And so that's where I'm on the fence about it. But if it truly is, because the mom, is he trying to figure out where the mom is taking the child, or is it solely for the child? Is it for the child in case they get the jacket gets lost or the backpack gets lost, or is it for school? Like, there could be so many scenarios that I don't want to jump to conclusions, but you're smiling, so you must know more information.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you that first TikTok to see how you felt, but then everyone kept saying, you know, we need a follow up. Like, what's going on? Like, they wanted to know if everything was okay. So apparently she did another TikTok after, and it was like super short. Like, literally the only thing she said was, oh, apparently the only reason why he put it in their daughter's coat was because he wanted to get addresses for everywhere that they've been. So he was collecting addresses.
But why? Is she a drug user?
She never explained. She never explained. That's all she said. All she said was like that he wanted to get addresses written down for wherever they've been. And I was like, that is creepy.
Baby Mama's No Drama podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep. While you're listening to us talk, you're probably driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you can save money by doing it right from your phone.
Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year. So you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I have asked for the address where my kids go, and it has not been given to me. And I've asked, you know, like, where are you staying? Where do you live? Because there's no address in the custody order. I don't have access to that information if there was an emergency. And so for that reason alone, I would be like, okay. But addresses, that is weird to me. So you're needing down to the very exact location everywhere I go. No, that is stalker status. So that's going to be
like
a no for me.
Invasion. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's an invasion of privacy too. Like, if I'm going somewhere with my child, like, I don't need you keeping tabs. Like, not only are you keeping tabs on her, but you're keeping tabs on me too. Cause low key, you know, I'm with her, you know? So it's like, to me, it's not, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I feel like there's definitely more to the story. Like, I think I have like a gut feeling he's just trying to see like where and what the baby mom is doing, kind of type of thing.
See, that doesn't sit well with me. That doesn't sit right with me at all.
Yeah, because I mean, you can communicate these things. Like, be like, can you, you know, like, where if she has a play date or something like that, I understand getting addresses like for stuff like that, because eventually maybe when it's his time, he'll want to know, you know, where he's going or what she's doing, whatever. But it doesn't sit well with me to know that he's going to know every single place that obviously the mom's going to be at.
I don't like that. That's really weird. Can you, did you, is it on here? Is the link on here?
No, I screenshotted the, cause it was a TikTok, but it was made into an article. So I put the article in there.
Wait a minute.
There's just not much more. She didn't speak much on it either. So I don't have like more of an idea of like what their relationship is like. I don't know.
Okay.
But
so I'm looking at the article right now, and now I am very concerned because this isn't like a, I slipped an air tag in the pocket or I slipped an air tag into the backpack. It was like, I cut a hole in the jacket and made it so that you can't find it kind of thing. So that's not okay.
Put in there.
Yes. Because if like I could text Joe or Javi or even Chris and been like, hey, I'm putting this air tag in my kid's backpack because they're losing their backpack all the time, or we can never find their jacket, or, you know, something like that. Or if I just wanted to know like where Lux and Creed are living because I don't have their address, like I maybe wouldn't mention ahead of time. But if I'm just saying, if I was to do that, it would be in an obvious place because I'm not stalking him. I just want to know where my kids are, kind of thing. But the fact that you're cutting a hole into something and making it secretive, that's a problem. Yeah, agreed. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
I would get a restraining order.
Hidden. Like she, no, everyone was saying like, that's creepy. Like, why did he have to hide it? Like, did he really think you were never going to find it? And like, I don't know. That's just me. I would have a, I would wild out if I found something like that in my child's coat and you didn't tell me anything about that. Like, I feel like that's so invasive. Like, I just,
and we're sure it's the dad that did it.
Yeah. It's her baby dad. She said. It's the dad.
Because I know when
he admitted to it, because he said he wanted to get, he was just trying to get addresses. But like, I don't get why you can't like
just ask for them.
Yeah. So that's what leads me to think that it's maybe it's something more. I don't know.
That's really scary. I have air tags on my dogs because sometimes they run away. And when you get close to an air tag, I think it was Bone. Was it Bone? One of my friends like got close to the AirTag or whatever, and it like popped up on her phone, and it was really scary because we thought we had seen something similar. It wasn't about like a child situation. It was more like trafficking slash kidnapping situation with the AirTags. But we realized that it was my dog's AirTag, but it connected to her phone. And so it like came up. So as like a notification. So that is a, like a positive, like, you would know if someone put an AirTag on your kid. Yeah, because it'll pop up on your phone or whatever. But that's terrifying. And I'm really sorry she went through that because I can't imagine like how you feel violated. It's just like a different level of violation.
I would definitely feel like that. And like I said, I don't know like the what their relationship is like. So I really don't know. But I think like on my end, if someone did that to me, I would just definitely feel, I don't know, I would just feel violated. I wouldn't. I don't understand why that would be a thing. Like, no, you're, I feel like you have different intentions. Like, that's what I feel.
Oh, 100%. Different intentions. 100%.
I've thought about putting, because BB wants to start taking the bus to school, like, once we move to the newer house. And then people were telling me to get an air tag on, to, like, I guess, put on her book bag or whatever.
That's smart.
But I don't, But
and they also have, I don't know if her school district does it, but I know our school district has an app where you can keep track of the buses and it'll tell you like if they're running behind or whatever. None of my kids ride the bus because we school choice, but when we were in, when we lived in the district, it, we, that made sense for us. And so I did download the app or whatever, and the bus drivers were really great. But I mean, it definitely can't hurt to have an AirTag on her stuff, especially if she's going to ride the bus, because you just never fucking know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you never know. But I'm also very terrified because now I went, we went to my friend's house yesterday and she was telling me how her daughter rides the bus, and her daughter was on the bus. I guess she's, it's like a bus full of fourth graders, whatever. And so there's like these fourth grade boys, and she was telling her mom how they were taking water bottles and they were like acting like they were jerking off with the water bottles and squirting the water bottles on the girls. So I was like, oh shit. Like, if I ever find out that someone is doing that to me, number one, I know she would take that water bottle and probably fucking slam it on their head. But but like, the horror stories that I hear, like, people have told me, I've had mixed reviews, like, because I've talked about Vivi wanting to go on the bus and people were like, oh, it's a great experience. Like, my child became so much more independent and so many different great things have come about it. But people have told me the most horrific stories too, where I'm like on edge about it, and I'm like, low-key don't want her to do it.
No, I my kid, well, I guess Lincoln never rode the bus. Isaac rode the bus. It was fine. We had, you know, no issues. When I was a kid, my mom made me ride the bus starting in like fourth grade, I think, because I always had like, I lived with other people on and off, and so I didn't have like a regular bus. So either my mom or whoever I was staying with would take me to school and pick me up. But when I did start riding the bus, I never, like, those types of, like, sexual type of things and, like, horrible things, they didn't happen on the bus. Like, I don't remember older kids doing weird things. I don't remember any of that. And maybe it did happen and it just didn't stick out to me. But I don't remember that. But I will say that kids now with, like, TikTok and social media and everything else, like, things are different. So it's very possible that those things are, they will happen, but I don't know.
They're exposed to so much more.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it's so scary for me. And even Isaac asked me yesterday, because we were, like, at the mall. We had went to that Korean, the hot pot place that just opened up.
Was it any good?
Yeah, it was so damn good. But there was a 2-hour wait when we got there. So we were like, all right, let's just go to the mall. Like, we went to the mall and bullshitted for like an hour and a half. And then we went back and then we went to eat. But we were in the mall. And Isaac asked me too. He was like, he just randomly asked me, like, are you going to let Vivi have, like, social media? And I was like, not anytime soon. I was like, she's only 7 years old. And he was like, no, I know. But he's like, well, like, what age do you think would, like, be good for her? Whatever. And I was like, well, I had my first phone when I was 13. Like, I got it for my junior prom. Like, that was the first time I got a phone. And I was like, but you got to think about it. Like, it was different. We didn't have all the things that you guys have. Like, we didn't have TikTok, like, Instagram. Like, it was literally just texting and calling. Like, that was the it thing for us. And ringtones. Like, that was it.
Oh, that's where I spent so much time, like, getting ringtones down pat. Exactly. And, like, what was going to be my callback tone? What was going to be my voicemail?
Yeah,
what was going to be assigned?
Shit.
Yeah, I had to assign the songs to each person. Yeah, we weren't worried about, like,
no
Instagram, TikTok, none of that.
We weren't really being exposed to, like, all this crazy shit. And I was like, I just told him, I was like, I don't know, maybe when she's, like, 13, like, your age or whatever, like, you just got your phone, like, you know, you had one last year, but now, like, you officially have your phone now. But I was like, yeah, I think that's, like, a good age. And he was like, okay. But I think he's, like, dying for her to, like, finally have social media. I'm like, it's gonna take a while. Like, I just don't want to do it, like, not now. And then my niece has, like, a phone, but she has, like, her TikTok on it, and it's, like, my sister has it private, so, like, literally nobody even, it's, like, me, her mom, and, like, her father follow her, like, no one can see her stuff, like, she's got, like, Isaac on there, and, like, her friend, but, so Vivi has asked me if she could do that, and I was, like, I just don't want to make you an account, like, at all, like, I feel like you're so young, I don't even know one bad thing, like, one thing that you do and you set your page to public, like, can really fuck everything up for me. So I'm not, like, I'm not trying to have you on there and have people see you and recognize, you know, like, I just don't want to do, I'm not ready for that. And I was like, I don't think you're mature enough to handle, like, a social media app like TikTok.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, like, you have to tread lightly with kids on social media. I know, like, with Isaac, I supervise his account. So, like, I have access to see every single thing that he does. Mm-hmm. What's crazy is when he posted his birthday thing, he posted, like, thanking his parents and stuff. And so many people asked me, did I help him write that? And I was like, actually, no, I didn't even know he was going to write that. But even though it was a really positive post and it was very sweet, any child could just as easily do something, write something bad, or, you know, just as easily get into a corner of the internet that's not great and not positive.
And so, friend that's, like, not really age appropriate, that they don't really understand. And they, you know, like, kids, you just never know. And I was like, I just don't want you to be exposed to this just yet. Like, I'm just I'm not ready. But she, you know, she's around everyone that has TikToks and, like, all these things. So it's hard to, like, have to say no to her when everyone else has them and, like, she doesn't. Like, even for the Roblox stuff, like, it took me a while to even get her a Roblox account, and still I'm, like, very, like, I am, like, a hawk on there because there's a lot of crazy things that happen on there sometimes that I'm just like, what the hell? Like, this doesn't seem very age appropriate. Like, it's crazy. So it took me a while to even get on board with Roblox and shit.
Yeah.
And then now she finally has it, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm so nervous about it. I don't know if it's also the fact that she's, like, a girl. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. And obviously that's your daughter. You want to protect her at all costs. So I don't blame you. It's, you know, Javi and I go back and forth about Lincoln being on social media. There's, he never had an issue, I guess, before with Lincoln's Instagram because we always had access to it. But now with, like, the TikTok thing, you know, Lincoln wants to do it because the rest of his friends have it. And, you know,
that's what it is.
There is you know, and other parents probably struggle with the same thing. They're probably mm-hmm. going through, you know, should my kids have it? Should they be on it? Should they not? But we also have another aspect of it too, where like people know who our kids are. Mm-hmm. And so they're almost subjected to seeing worse things, like just the same things as other kids, but also bullying or reading comments about themselves or reading comments about mm-hmm. us as parents. I know I read an article about Isaac was responding to trolls that were talking shit about me, and he was mm-hmm. responding, like commenting back and like defending me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know he did that. And I read mm-hmm. the article, and then I read the comments, and some of the comments were like, oh, he knows too much. He, you know, this, that, and the third. No, he doesn't know, but I'm his mm-hmm. mom. So at the end of the day, he's going to comment defending me, whether he knows or doesn't know mm-hmm. what's going on in my life. And so it's just one of those things that like, I don't want to subject our kids to that either, but also it's like, where is the line? You know, like you don't want mm-hmm. Vivi to get on there and read old shit about us or like shit that's not true. I know there was one part, there was one article that Lincoln read at one point that was like, did Javi abandon Isaac? And that really upset Lincoln. He read that. And, mm-hmm. You just have to be careful. So I don't blame you for not wanting Vivi on social media, especially, and she's a girl, like you said. Not that, you know, things happen to boys too, but, you know, they that's have your daughter.
It's just like,
there's different. It's different. Yeah. Yeah.
There's, yeah. But no, I was like, no, boy, she ain't getting on there. Not
No time soon. Absolutely not.
I do feel bad. I do feel bad. It's like when everyone, all the kids are on their phones and they're like doing TikToks or on their Instagram and she's just there like, but she's also younger, you know, like she hangs out with kids who are older. So I'm like, yeah, I understand there's a huge age gap. I'm like, you're not as mature as they are. You're not, you know, you haven't been around as long. Like you need to season yourself a little bit.
Like, also like, she'll look back when she's old enough and she is on social media, she'll look back and appreciate because we as fucked up as my childhood was, like, we had so much fun, like, playing outside and using our imagination and playing with stuffed animals mm-hmm. and Barbies and all kinds of shit. Like, I appreciate that about my childhood. So I think that she'll look back and she'll be like, you know what? I really appreciate that my mom didn't give me the electronics right away.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that's the case because I also still, like, I only have her – she can only use her iPad for, like, an hour and a half a day or something. And she even gets mad for that. Like, she's constantly asking me for more time. And I'm like, no, like, go play. Like, go have fun. Like,
go use your imagination.
Like, I'll play board games with her or something like that. I'm like, I just want her to be a child for as long as she can, you know, like, while she's a child. I'm like, I don't want you to immediately be into, like – social media and like all these things. Like you have your whole life for that. Like we are literally once we start social media, we're on that shit for the rest of our lives. Like it's mm-hmm. literally it's hard to even go back.
You can't break it. Like, even just, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny, like, that you
have all the time.
It's funny that you brought that up because I just recently bought a bunch of puzzles and board games because I was like, you know, it is really hard for me because I have so many kids, like give each one of them undivided attention. And so I was like, you know what? I want to be present. Like I want to take a break from my phone. I want us to bond over things other than TikTok trends. And so I bought like jigsaw puzzles. Like I bought Isaac a 1,000 piece puzzle that we can work on a little bit every day. Mm-hmm. And board games. We got a bunch of board games from freaking Dollar General right down the street. And I love it. Yeah, I think it's great.
Like love board games.
Yeah. Like it's just more fun mm-hmm. that way. And like, I don't know if then the boys can play by themselves. Like they can play board games. They don't need to be on social media. I think that's a really good point. And maybe we should create our own board. Isaac and Vivi should make their own board game and we should like market it. You know what I mean?
That would be cute.
Like make board games, not fucking TikToks.
Kids to stay away from, or like even card games. Like we've been playing Goldfish like for so long. Like Vivi loves Uno. Goldfish, and I'm like, Uno. Like all of those things. There's so many different things that we can do to have fun that doesn't have to do. So I'm trying to show her like you don't have to be on, you know, like your iPad or like on social media to have fun. Like we have fun doing other things. Totally. Like at least that's how I grew up. So. I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to get her a phone like at all. And she's like, when you get your new phone, because when I got the new phone, she was like, can I have your old phone? And I was like, no, Lux, my old phone is going to the store. Like, she asked Lux, me for my old phone.
Lux asked for him to have Isaac's old phone when he got the new phone for his birthday. He's like, can I have Isaac's old phone? I'm like, you're 5. Chill the fuck out and go play with G.I. Like, Joe and fucking wrestlers. Like, I don't know what you're thinking, seriously. But no, you're not getting his phone. So Lincoln drew Lux a paper phone, like colored one, and like made it on paper.
I think also like maybe they see us with our phones so much. Maybe that's why they just want to have like a phone in their hand. So I was thinking that too. I'm like, maybe they see us with our phones all the time. And then on top of that, they see their older siblings with a phone. So that's like, why would they not want a phone? You know,
I saw
like, oh, that's the cool thing. Like, that's what I want. Mm-hmm.
I saw a TikTok yesterday when I was scrolling, and this woman was talking about the rules that her and her husband have for their tablets, for their, they have like the Amazon mm-hmm. tablets for their kids, and they have the same thing as you, like an hour and a half a day only. They can have them in like long car rides and things like that, but mm-hmm. they're not allowed to have any tablet or electronics like during meal times, like during mm-hmm. food times, or when they're, if they have company over, they're not yeah. allowed to have them when there's company over. And if someone speaks to them while they have their iPads or their tablets or whatever, they have to look up, and they're not allowed to look down at their iPad and mm-hmm. things like that. And then in the comment section, someone commented back and was like, this all is like fantastic, but, I hope that you have the same rules for yourself with your phones, because mm-hmm. you're setting the standard for your kids, but you need to do the same. I didn't follow up to see like what she responded with that, but that makes a lot of sense. I think that is part of it, because how else do, I mean, Creed knows how to like use a phone. Like, he knows how to like click the back button. He knows all of that. And so yeah. it's because we give them phones or YouTube or whatever. But I will say, like, once I take the electronics, like if I'm like, oh, go outside and play, they do stop asking eventually. Like, they quickly, yeah. they quickly transition.
I never have an issue when I say, okay, BB, your time is up. Like, put the iPad away and go play. She'll be like, okay. Like, the only time she'll ever ask me is if she's like on with Allie, like talking through the Facebook Messenger. Cause once her okay. time is up, that's up too. So she'll be like, oh, can I have like 10 more minutes to play with Allie? And for me, I'm like, that's like a play date, cause they never see each other.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'd rather her being interactive with them. Like, they're, while they're on, like, it's like us talking, they're playing yeah. with their toys. So I'm like,
right.
that I don't really mind. Like, she's not on Roblox or like doing something stupid. She's still using her imagination and like playing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that I don't mind. But usually she's so good too. Like, she, they'll just be like, okay, like they'll just go find something to do. Like, they, and I love that. I'm like, I thank God, like, she's not one that like cries or like has a tantrum. Like, as soon as I say it's done, she's like, okay, whatever. So I'm like, this is good. I guess it's not taking over her life. Like, she doesn't care, you know,
right.
like, it's just something to do.
My kids will definitely roll their eyes or be like, ugh. But then by the time they go outside and they find something to do,
yeah,
they don't care. So, I mean, I'm just thankful that they don't have tantrums, because I've definitely seen kids have tantrums over like electronics, and that sucks. And I get that. And I'm not judging at all. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, yeah. thankful, you know, my kids might roll their eyes, but I'm like, you'll get over it. And then they are, in a couple minutes, mm-hmm. they're like, you know, writing their own scripts and creating these little scenes.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. But yeah, yep. so
they will always find something to do. They always will.
Always. They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
Hey guys, it's your girl V Rivera, back again with a brand new podcast. This time it's with my lifelong friend,
me, Alessandra Gonzalez, and this is Vibin' and Kinda Thriving Podcast. Tune in every Monday to hear all about our victories, our failures.
Can't forget about the bochinche.
That's gossip in Spanish, in case you didn't know.
So come vibe with us and be a part of this beautiful and kind of thriving sisterhood.
Follow us on Instagram at Vibin' and Kind of Thriving. We'll catch you on Mondays.
All right, what's the best way to get big savings on your favorite spring looks? Shopping at Ross. They've got you covered on all the styles you love, and you can save big and get top brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. So if you're looking for deals on shirts and tops, Ross is your one-stop shop. We're talking about savings on your favorite tops from your favorite brands, and it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. We all know that. You want a deal on a dress? Ross has you covered. Don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those for the low. From slides to wedges, find the brand name sandals for less. Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse. Take the party outside with great deals on melamine dishes and more, because we love entertaining outside, and there are even great deals on men's spring shirts and more. What are you waiting for? Head on over to a Ross near you and save big. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. So will your budget. Believe me when I say your wallet will thank you. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Did you also, have you heard Miley Cyrus's new song?
No, what is it?
The one called Flowers.
Mm-mm.
She like broke streaming records like on Spotify like the first week or something. It's a really great song. So apparently
it's called Flowers.
It's called Flowers, yeah. And she wrote a song and she flips the words of like, you remember the guy, her ex-husband, whatever. He dedicated a, like the Bruno Mars song to her. The one that goes like, I hope he buys you flowers.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that mm-hmm. song.
Yeah.
And was she, if you listen to the song, she flipped the words and, he dedicated that song to her on their wedding day. And in the video, she's wearing the suit that he wore the day he told her there was like a something going on TV, and you can see him telling her like, oh, behave. Like,
he yeah, I saw, to, I did see.
Tell her like to chill out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she wore that same suit in the video, and she also filmed the video in the house that he took the woman that he cheated on her with.
And time out. Wait, no, time out. Time out. You just dropped a bomb on me. You dropped a bomb on me. We're talking about Liam Hemsworth here.
Yeah.
Wait, so he cheated on her and that's why they split?
Yeah, that's what I read.
What the fuck? I thought that, I don't know why, because I don't think I read this anywhere. I think I like drew my own conclusions, but that was during her like party girl mm-hmm. era. And I know that she was like kind of partying and like it was like dicks on stage and like the dildos and shit like that.
Yeah.
I just assumed that she was on drugs.
No, apparently there's a room that he cheated on her with 14 women. This is all stuff that I've read. So this is like allegedly. We're never, well, I mean, we will probably never know, but yeah.
Here I am blaming her, thinking that she was like partying and like being wild. No, I didn't know that. Wow. I just like looked it up when I was looking at the lyrics and stuff. But I love Miley Cyrus. I think that her voice is very unique and she has like that like raspy voice. I just fucking love her.
Mm-hmm.
I
always loved her.
I saw when I was scrolling on Instagram, I saw like somebody posted a clip of that red carpet situation where he mm-hmm. was like, can you behave like, or something? Yeah. And I didn't think anything of it. I didn't know she came out with a new song. I didn't know why that was posted. So I just kind of kept scrolling. But I don't know why I thought that they broke up because she was on drugs. And I don't even know if she was on drugs. I think I literally made that up myself. I'm so sorry, Miley. No, like, I can't believe I thought that.
Yeah. So it says there's like no proof of whether he cheated on Cyrus with 14 women. But this is so like I'm reading this article and it says that she clarified the fact when they first divorced. It says Cyrus actually denied the rumors that cheating was a factor in her divorce from Hemsworth at the time of their split. So I don't know like much about. She said, I commit to a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating. Liam and I have been together for a decade. I've said it before and it remains true. I love Liam and always will. But I don't know. So there's no, like, to me, I never knew about the cheating thing either. So when this song came out, I was like, wait, like he cheated on her? I didn't know that. So like that's stuff that I've been reading. So I'm like, is this like what people are making up? Like, is just, are people just making it bigger than what it is? But it's also like clear as day, like her wearing the suit. And then she changed up the words to like the song that he dedicated to her. And it
but
released it on his birthday. So it's like,
everything is
crazy.
Everything is coming full circle in this episode because just like, I started this episode about Gwen Stefani and they were like leading whatever that case was. Like they, mm-hmm. if you're going to say that I'm pregnant or you're going to say that I'm, you know, on drugs or you're going to say that I cheated, then I might as well just fucking do it kind of thing. That's kind of the situation. Like maybe he didn't really cheat, but she was able to use that to make the music video, to get views, to make money, to, you know, whatever the case is. And I think that's like artistically genius because you're taking what everyone else is saying and here, have it then. You can think what you want kind of deal. But time out, because again, you dropped a bomb on me. They were together for 10 years. Where is the time going? Because I literally remember fucking Hannah Montana. Like, what do you mean they've been together for 10 years?
They were together for a long time.
10 years?
They were together for a while.
Yeah. I thought they were together for like 2 years. I didn't know this.
No, they were together.
Wait, is Ariana Grande still married? Didn't she get married?
Yeah, she got married. I'm pretty sure she's still married. I never heard anything about her getting divorced, so I think she's still married.
And then what the fuck is up with Britney Spears? Is she still married to that guy?
Oh my God, that is a whole nother thing. You know, there's been like conspiracy theories about her that she's low-key dead and like all the things, all the videos that we're seeing are like AI. But there's a lot of, because if you, obviously we follow her and we know that there's something wrong there, but it's just so weird because everyone is always like, no, he's like, they're, it's weird because like no one sees her out. Like, so they don't know what's going on. And she's still in that old house, like where she does her videos.
That house has been there. I mean, she's been in that house.
Like when they got married. So they don't know like what, where she really is or like what she's doing. And everyone's like, obviously if she was like out and about doing stuff, wouldn't paparazzi like catch her or wouldn't there be pictures of her or something? Like, but I don't know. But I did see something last week where she was like at a restaurant and supposedly she was like really frantic and they TMZ like really, I felt so bad because it's like TMZ is at it again. Like they release something and they show her and she's like talking and she's like kind of going crazy a little bit. And then the husband, like it looked like they were arguing and he just like left her in the restaurant or something. But then she went and like said that, oh, he was only going to like get the car or something like that. So I was like, I don't fucking know what's going on. But it's like really, it's really weird to me because he's like a model and he goes out and does all these things, but she's never really there. I don't know. I barely see them together and stuff.
I do think it's a little weird. It does rub me the wrong way a little bit because I feel like it's, she is, regardless of the conservatorship and everything that she's been through, regardless if she needed it or not, I do think it's a, it was a vulnerable time for her to get into a relationship. And so it almost feels like someone is taking advantage of her. But again, we don't know, you know, the situation. Well, we only know what they put out. I have always thought that the house that she records in and does all those videos and stuff has had like an eerie feeling to me. Because it's so outdated and just like very old. And I just feel like, I mean, that's cool. If you're us, she probably has that fucking house paid off tenfold, you know, like she's been there for so long. But I remember when she was posting all the conservatorship stuff was going on. And we talked about it on Coffee Combos a lot, but it does rub me the wrong way that all the money she has, she's never renovated the landscaping. There was like a post about all the overgrown landscaping outside that was just like out of control. And I wonder, like, is there an update on that? Like, have they maintained the property anymore? Like, since she got out of the conservatorship, like, does the husband take care of it? So wait, you said that they moved out of the house?
Nobody knows. Yeah, supposedly I've seen people, because I see people comment her stuff all the time because I'm trying to put the pieces together too. It's like a train wreck. Like you can't like look away because you like, obviously we love Britney Spears and like we thought like after the conservatorship and everything, she was going to be better or like, you know, get help. And like, not saying she doesn't have help, but like, I guess we were thinking like things were going to start looking up, but then things just kind of got a little bit weirder for me. I feel like even her videos alone, like sometimes people will be like, oh, Britney, like wear red if you're like in trouble. Like that was how the whole Free Britney movement thing started, like, and she was wearing red and shit. Like it's like little clues that people, and I'm like, I don't know if it's me feeding into them because you just never know, but it's just really weird. But it's really eerie, like when she posts those videos and you can tell it's not her, like I just know, like this cannot be her posting. Like it's so weird.
It is really weird. And I do think, like, I was asking Kristen this and my friend Emily was like, because I know that she was like on medication and stuff, but just like across the board for people who have been like heavily medicated with like prescription drugs or also like self-medicate with street drugs over time. And I don't know if you know the answer to this, but does it like change your personality and like your voice and stuff? Because I recently got into contact with someone and like she's just different. Like she's just, and not in a, like we're reminiscing on like old times and stuff like that. And it's really cool. But like, her voice is very different and her personality. And I know people evolve over time, but I guess I don't know how to describe what I'm saying. Like,
it doesn't
seem
like you're talking to the same person.
Yeah. And I feel like it was like the, because she struggled with addiction for so long that like maybe it altered like who she is or how she sounds or how she talks.
I definitely feel like that can cause a lot of things to change because it's like your brain, right? Like, and that controls a lot of things, your emotions, your body. Like, so I 100% don't feel like it's, you know, not too far off to say that she could have really changed just because of all the things that she's, you know, been taking or things that she's been through, like with her mental health. I think that can definitely be a thing.
And like, basically it stays that way then. Cause like,
yeah,
my friend, her voice is just different. Mm-hmm. And like the things that we talk about are the same, but it's like I'm talking to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we remember the same shit. Yeah. Like I texted her something and she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you remember that. And then she like added to it. But then I sent her a voice note. And then when she sent me the voice note back, I was like, I know I'm talking to who I'm talking to, but it just feels, so I wonder if it's the same with Brittany, right? Because I mean, if you think about it, like all the things that we've seen her do before, like all her interviews, her songs, her singing voice, things like that, you know, sounded and felt one way. And now it's like, okay, that's Britney Spears, but it's not Britney Spears. It's not the Britney that we knew and fell in love with. And, you know, obviously we care about her now, but it's just like, it's like a different part. I don't know how to describe
it. It's hard. It's really hard to like watch too. Because we've known her one way our whole life. So it's like now when we see this and even when she talks sometimes, it feels, I've said this too, I'm like, it feels like a different person. Like it does not feel like her. It really doesn't. And it's sad because we know it is. But I think it's just so much. It's the trauma she's been through. Like it might be the you know, all the prescriptions that she's been on and how that's altered her brain and you know, how she even views life and how she moves in general. Like it's so fucking crazy, but I feel the same way. I'm like, yo, like this is not. And when she posts those videos, like of her dancing all the time, like people be in the comments, like making fun of her and stuff like that. And I'm like, this is like not okay. Like, weren't we all just going so hard for her to like get out of her conservatorship and like, you know, like the whole Free Britney movement, and now everyone's going back to like kind of like bullying her a little bit, or you know,
it's
like
fucked up.
It drives me crazy. It's really fucked up. But I'm Perez. Like, I really wish she would have like got off of social media completely for a while, like after that whole thing, and just really like, you know, focused on her and like getting her shit together. Because like having so many people just still scrutinizing every little thing you do and judging you after that whole situation that was so traumatic, I don't think she needs any more opinions. Like,
no, agreed. Process. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And then when the audio leaked from
but
her
like,
son,
who's helping her though too? Like who's helping?
Well, that's
her?
What I'm
who's
saying about
saying, like, don't do this. Don't post this. Like there should be people on her side. Like,
that have her fucking back.
And I swear to God, I'm like, no one is looking out for this girl. Like, no one.
Not even her husband.
Where's her husband when all this shit happens?
That's what I'm saying. That's why
I feel like she's just alone.
I feel like her husband is taking advantage of her because I don't understand. Like, I have a team behind me now that will, when even in my most bitter moments or my worst moments where I'm like, fuck this person, I want to like go on a rant on social media. They're like, don't do it, Kale. I mean, whether I listen or not, it's up to me, but I have people in my corner that are like, don't fucking do it. It's not worth it. You know what I mean? Where are Britney's? Where's the people in Britney's corner? Like what the fuck? It's so irritating. Mm-hmm. Perez Hilton actually just posted, a video of Mandy Moore, Jessica Simpson, and Christina Aguilera back when they were all kind of rising to stardom or whatever. And they were all kind of saying negative jealousy type things about Britney. And I reshared it to my story because I was like, it's really sad. You don't have to, it's still something that we deal with today. Like people deal with that today. Mm-hmm. Like you do not have to dim somebody else's light to shine to make your shine brighter because you're not even guaranteed to shine brighter when you put someone else's light out. You're not guaranteed that. So to me, it's like, and Christina Aguilera had a completely separate set of talents. Like Britney could sing, But Brittany was a performer through and through, and Christina was more vocals, in my opinion. I was never
She had way stronger vocals than Britt, I feel.
Yeah, and I was never really a fan of Jessica and Mandy Moore singing. I was more of like a fan of like them as public figures, but not necessarily as singers. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to say what they said. Like, you don't have to say anything about her sexuality or anything like that. Like, at the end of the day, like, y'all just have y'all just bring something different to the table. Like, I don't understand why you got to tear somebody down. That shit's weird.
Yeah, and I think back in that day, I think a lot it had a lot to do with like just the internet, like how fast it became, and like paparazzi, and people were pitting women against each other so much back then, especially like the it girls, like, you know, like it was Paris Hilton and Britney and Christina Aguilera,
was Kim,
Lindsay Lohan, so many. Yeah, it was like so many of them, but like bloggers and paparazzi, they were always pitting those women against each other, like no matter what it was. So I feel like that was probably like hard too. They probably felt like they had to say those things or something, even if they felt that way or not. But like, I think most of the time it was just like a thing that they did because everyone was like doing it at the time, maybe.
That's so wild. That's so crazy.
Well, hey there. It's me, KBK Dog. Winner of Dancing with the Stars season 29, star of The Bachelorette season 11, best dressed out of Leduc, Alberta, Canada's kindergarten class of 88, mentor on this upcoming season of The Bachelorette, whatever, super excited. But for real, no matter how you know me, by the way, it's Caitlin Bristow, or even if you don't know me just yet, I think you should check out my podcast. It's called Off the Vine, and every Tuesday I sit down with a guest and ask questions you all want the answers to. Sometimes it's someone you know from the Bachelor world or one of my friends here in Nashville or a celebrity you've seen over on the TikTok. And on Thursday's Grape Therapy episodes, I do Bachelor, Bachelorette recaps, Bachelor in Paradise recaps, catch up with friends, and always get listeners, aka my vinos, involved. We laugh, we cry, we joke around, we get serious, real, and authentic, and no matter what, we always have a glass of wine in hand. Or a few. You can find my pod Off the Vine wherever you're listening to this one right now. I release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, so click on the old subscribe button and let me know what you think.
All right, what's the best way to get big savings on your favorite spring looks? Shopping at Ross. They've got you covered on all the styles you love, and you can save big and get top brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. So if you're looking for deals on shirts and tops, Ross is your one-stop shop. We're talking about savings on your favorite tops from your favorite brands, and it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. We all know that. You want a deal on a dress? Ross has you covered. Don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those for the low. From slides to wedges, find the brand name sandals for less. Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse. Take the party outside with great deals on melamine dishes and more, because we love entertaining outside, and there are even great deals on men's spring shirts and more. What are you waiting for? Head on over to a Ross near you and save big. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. So will your budget. Believe me when I say your wallet will thank you. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
It's just a wild time. But I'm terrified for Brittany right now. Like, I really am. And I think there's not a day that goes by that if she posts or something that I'm like, that doesn't come up in my head. Like, I'm like, there's something going wrong. Like, there's something going on. Like, there's, who is like helping this girl? Like, it just really drives me crazy.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
But speaking of the Miley song too, did you hear about Shakira and like her divorce and how she found out that her man was cheating on her?
No, I knew Shakira was like in a tax situation, but I didn't know that there was, I didn't, what?
No.
Where, yeah. Why do I not know this stuff? Like, I feel like as much as I scroll on social media, I still don't know anything. So it's not even like I'm gaining any knowledge. Like, what the fuck?
What are you scrolling on?
Evidently, I'm on the wrong side of fucking TikTok. I don't know. I knew that Shakira was in a tax situation and people were saying like, not a big deal or whatever. I don't know what was happening there, but okay. So who was she married? Who is she married to?
That's old. He's a soccer player. Everyone knows him as Pique, and they've been together for a long time. They have two sons. But she also wrote a song, and it's a diss song too, because apparently he left her.
I live for the diss songs.
Cheated on her with this girl. She's like 22. And it's in Spanish, but I have the lyrics, so I wanted to read you a little bit of them because they're so fucking good. Well, basically, she's just saying how, you know, she's like, I won't get back with you, not even if you cry, not even if you beg me. And she goes, the press is at my door and a debt with the treasury. She said, you thought you'd hurt me, but you made me stronger. Women no longer cry. Women get paid. Like, that's basically what
she said. Yes.
And then she goes, what else does she say? She says, good luck with my so-called replacement. She said, I don't even know what happened. You're acting so weird. I don't even recognize you. I'm worth two 22-year-olds. You traded in a Ferrari for a Twingo. You traded in a Rolex for a Casio. And then, yeah, she's basically just going in on him. And then she also mentioned something about him moving in his mother. Like, she had moved in. He moved in her mother. His mother, like, as a next door neighbor. And so she wrote that. She talked about that in the song too. Like, basically, like, you fucking moved your mom in next to me and like left me here, or like with your mom as my neighbor. Like, how fucking could you do that? But she's like going in on him. The song, I'll post the song for everyone like to listen to, but it's really good.
First of all, so I love her for that.
I love her, but she returned home. And the reason why she found out that she knew he was cheating was because, you know, like soccer players, like they have really intense diets like before, you know, games or like just diets that they go on and stuff. So she knew he couldn't eat certain things and he wasn't. And also, I guess she really likes jam. People keep saying it's strawberry jam, but I never heard her say anything about a strawberry jam, but it's all over the internet. People keep saying he always hated strawberry jam. And like she got home one time from traveling and noticed that someone had been eating it.
What? See, women always know. Women are going to know. Knew.
Exactly.
And they're going to know.
That would be me because I keep track on all my snacks. If a bitch come in and eat my Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I'm going to know what's like missing.
Any of my snacks. Bitch, I'm going to know. Number one, I know my husband don't eat that shit. And I know, like, I'm going to know who the fuck. I'm going to be like, who ate my shit?
I'm fucking dead.
But men are so dumb. They don't think about shit. Like, but apparently she was in her house literally like eating all her shit, eating her snacks and stuff. And that's how like she found out. Because she was like, no, like, he hates jam. Like, my kids don't like it. I'm the only one who eats it. So, like, who's in here eating my fucking jam?
That would piss me off. You like, let this bitch eat my snacks, though?
This is a legend, too. But yeah, but this has been all over the internet. People are, like, writing on Twitter, like, funny shit. Like, they're like, imagine Shakira, like, opening up her fridge and being like, who the fuck ate my jam? Like,
period.
Could you imagine finding out, like, that way? That's so crazy to me. I was like, this is insane.
I saw a TikTok and it said, I don't know if it was a TikTok or a quote, but it was like, you can face and fix the problems in this relationship or marriage or whatever, or you can face these same ones in the next relationship. And I just want to say that like more people need to live by that, because what people leave their partners for, and I'm not obviously not talking about every single person, but I'm talking about things that are, you know, you're cheating on your spouse for someone who's what, younger? Okay. And that person ages. Mm-hmm. So then what? You know what I mean? Like, why are you not, instead of just looking at it as like, I'm not in love with you anymore. It's like, okay, one, choose to love them because you can do that. And two, you're going to face these same things that you're leaving your significant other for, and you're going to deal with it in the next relationship. So why not? I mean, give it your best efforts. I just don't understand like the cheating thing. I mean, I've cheated and gotten cheated on. I've been on both sides of it. And so I feel like at this point I can speak from experience. It's just like, I don't want to face these issues with somebody else. If I'm going to face fucking infidelities or, you know, everything else with my partner, I need to get through it in this relationship, because starting a new one and being with someone in a new relationship is just going to be the same issues, but that's a new person. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so he's kind of dumb for that. But like she said, bitches don't be crying now. They get paid. I got a $5 bill right here.
Exactly. They ain't crying. They get paid. No, it's so crazy. And also she, I guess like something had came out, if he was doing like a Zoom interview or something on, that he was like on screen or whatever. And apparently she was in her house. The girl was like in next to him during the interview. And this was before, like, and she was like, during this time that this happened, we were fine. Like, we weren't filed for divorce or anything. So he was probably already fucking with her in my house, like, while we were still together, while I wasn't home.
Mm-hmm. How do you cheat on Shakira? Like, look at Shakira.
Seriously.
How the fuck do you cheat on Shakira? Like, Shakira. What? What?
But when she said she was like, I'm worth 2 22-year-olds. I was like, yes, bitch. Like,
yes.
Get it fucked together. What is wrong with these men? I can't. I was so like disappointed in him, because I never expected that to happen. But I was like, you know what? She went in on that song. It's in Spanish.
As she should. I'm going to learn all the lyrics by tomorrow. So
you can look up the English lyrics, and it's pretty crazy. But I was like, between her and Miley, like, oh my God, they like shut down the internet these past few weeks with their fucking songs. I was like, these girls making money. They're going in. Like,
yeah,
they're not
fuck
taking
yeah.
shit anymore. Like, they're taking their pain, they're making it into art, and they're making millions.
As they should. We have a listener topic, and it says, hi, my name is Kimberly. I'm a mama that just found out not too long ago that her 15-year-old is pregnant. My husband is in prison, and I barely get by financially for us. I'd like to hear y'all's and other listeners' perspective on this topic, or if anyone can relate. I find myself sad and disappointed, but at appointments, I'm excited because it's my baby's baby, and my feelings are all over the place. Like, I try to be supportive, but try not to glamorize it, but I don't know how to be happy or mad. How is there an in-between? Anyway, I love y'all's podcast and enjoy every platform y'all are on. Wow, that's deep. That's really deep. And I completely, I never understood like a grandmother's love for their grandchild. Obviously because I'm not a fucking grandma, but, my grandmother raised me better than my mother. And from what I'm understanding is like, when you see your own child be a mom, like your love grows and magnifies. And so maybe one day I'll experience that. And so I understand why she would be conflicted. At the end of the day, I think it's okay for her to be excited, because that is not the child's fault that her mom was 15 when she got pregnant. And so I do think it's okay to be excited and love that baby, you know, like your own, because that's your baby's baby. I mean, is it unfortunate that she got pregnant as a teenager? Yeah, it is. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a long road, and you're going to face a lot of adversity between, you know, your husband being in prison, which is her dad, and her the baby's grandfather. And then, you know, financially, and, you know, you add everything else that's going on in the world today, to that. And so you're going to face adversity, but I do think it's okay to be conflicted, and you're allowed to feel how you want to feel, and you're allowed to feel all the feelings, and that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
But damn, 100%. Like that. I understand that. Yeah. Yeah. It's very bittersweet. I can imagine.
Yeah. I think it's very bittersweet, because I would feel that same way. Like, I'd be like, damn, like, you know, like, I didn't really want her to go this route, or I didn't want to see her really go through this at a young age. Like, you know, we all know, like, and we've seen, I mean, you've been there. Like, you, it's hard. Like, it's a fucking struggle. Mm-hmm. You're still a baby yourself. So it's like, you're watching your baby have a baby. Like, that's literally what it is. So I get it, but it's also like, babies are also a blessing. And it's like, you know, you can't not be happy about becoming a grandma, or, you know, like having a little life that's going to add all this love to your family and stuff. So it's definitely bittersweet, but I agree. Like, just, you're going to go through the emotions. There's no way you're not going to feel just one thing throughout this. Like, it's going to be a constant up and down. So I would say I just prepare for that. There's going to be probably a lot more to come. I wonder when her husband is getting out.
Yeah, or if he is. I wanted to piggyback off of that and just say too, like, there are some benefits to being a younger grandmother. And because she is so young, and you kind of are feeling a little bit of excitement, as a woman who was a teen mom, it sounds crazy now, but like, I feel like if I would have had someone help me more in terms of like trying to still be a 15-year-old or just having someone that would help with the baby on like the weekends or something so I could sleep or get work done, that would be really beneficial. And I feel like as a younger mom, you'll be able to do those things for your grandchild. And so that would be super helpful. I hope she still gets through school. But yeah, I wonder when the husband gets out, because that would be, you know, that's another income if he's able to get out and go back to work.
Definitely. But that's hard.
And, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of emotions all over the place until that baby is born. And then.
Yeah. And then even still, it's going to be bittersweet because it's like financially it's hard. But babies are so funny. And like even when they're toddlers and like all the first and even going to kindergarten, like all the things are just so. Yeah. And it's hard. But all those milestones make it so worth it. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm sorry we don't have more advice.
You guys would be great. And I'm glad. I mean, I'm happy she has like someone like you, you know, like I think you being excited about it shows a lot, you know, like,
yeah,
it's okay to be, you know, feel some disappointment or something, but don't still be excited at her about it, you know, and yeah, you can still be excited and be there for her. Like she needs you more than anything. So like, obviously you're the one person that's probably really there for her right now. So yeah, I would say just, you know, do your best, try and keep her in school too. I would say that's really important. I really hope she gets through school.
Agreed. Okay. What about down in the DMs? Right. I'm looking and they're all super long. So I'm going to let V read the first one.
I'll read. You always make me read the long one.
What?
Damn, it's going down in the DMs. Okay. Hey, Kale and V. To start off, I'm a huge fan of your podcast. I'm always recommending it to everyone. Good shit. Y'all all need to recommend our podcast to everyone.
Thank you for that. Yes.
Anyways, I don't want to over-exaggerate the meaning of my title, but maybe you'll understand why I sent it like this. So I'm a longtime house cleaner / organizer. And to make it better, I was not supposed to come to this client because she had canceled in the last minute. And rescheduled for 3 weeks later. And my busy ass totally forgot to put in my calendar. But she had messaged me the day before and I was actually available. Anywho, I get there and it's pretty messy. And she was pregnant. So I get that. And no, this wasn't the person I was about to have sex with. Okay. But it was her and her male cousin who was at the house. Turns out she totally forgot about going into work that day because she was filling in for her coworker. So she asked if it was okay to leave, which it totally was. That was normal for me. She said that her cousin would be there if I needed anything. So he's there and tells me he's heading out. So I'm there for 4 to 5 hours and I hear someone coming in. It's him. The cousin, he was shocked that I was still there and I guess he didn't want to make it awkward, so he started having a conversation with me. I don't mind having combos, but it does push me back on my work. So I'm trying my best not to be rude, but also keeping a conversation with a man I was alone with. I can't lie, he was fine as fuck. But unfortunately, I was in a rocky relationship with my boyfriend because we were on and off. So our talking
Do you remember when we had the electrician come into the office at the baby mama's office? And I was like, oh my God, this is before Elijah. And I was like, oh my God, he's so fine. And I was talking to him and he probably felt the same way. He was probably like, why the fuck does she keep talking to me? And I'm trying to work.
I remember that. Yeah.
Okay, go.
Like, bitch, let me do my job. So our talking is turning into flirting and he started to ask if I was in a relationship and if it was serious. I told him, yes, I was, even though I really wasn't because like I said, my boyfriend and I are on and off. At this time we were on a break. Okay, Ross and Rachel. But I wanted the flirting to stop because in my gut, I knew the next scene was going to happen. I was letting him know that I'm finishing up the cleaning and he was about to get out of his way. And I was about to get out of his way soon. He asked if I can stay to chill for a bit or if we wanted to head to the bar for a quick drink since I worked all day. I was telling him no, that I had to go. And in the back of my head, I'm like, this is unprofessional as hell if I stay to quote unquote chill with him. So I'm heading out and he stops at the door and asks again if I can stay. I said I can't and he starts pushing forward close to me. When I tell y'all that our eyes were locked in so hard, I couldn't help myself and we both went in for a kiss. Now we're making out and he lifts me up and puts me on the couch. This is like straight out of a movie type shit. Or this sounds literally like the start of a porno, actually. Like, this always the randomest scenes. We're still making, so she says, now we're making out and he lifts me up and puts me on the couch. We're still making out and he starts to unbutton his pants and tries to remove mine. I was ready for that D, but I stopped and said, no, I'm sorry. This is super unprofessional of me. How would I look having sex with my client's cousin? And he's like,
no, care. It's not but even I told that. Him I
couldn't do it.
It's not even the fact that it's her client's cousin, because nobody would care about that. It's the fact that you've cleaned all day and you're in her house. That's what is like, yeah, oh my God.
Like on the job.
I'm not judging. I'm just like, you're on the job. You know, that's where we're like, okay. But I'm not judging. I think it's funny.
Oh, shit. Oh my God. That is funny. So he's like, she won't care. But I told him I couldn't do it. So I leave. I'm in my car taking a breather, realizing what just happened. And he comes outside. Damn. He sounds really thirsty for that pussy. Like,
right. Like, he is persistent.
He goes to my side of the car and asks for my number, which I do not give. I just played it cool and asked for his instead, which I fake typed in. And we went on with my day. I was worried that he was going to tell her what happened, but weeks went by with nothing from his cousin until she messaged me saying that he wanted her to ask me for my number. I'm like, oh my God, no, he didn't. I just didn't reply. That's my crazy story. Thankfully, she hasn't asked me back for a cleaning / organizing appointment.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
The fact that he kept asking for her number, like, why does he keep asking? He's like mad persistent for no reason.
Persistent as fuck. That scares me only because I'm like, how, like, he didn't even care that she had been cleaning all day. Like, she was probably sweating. Like, how many girls is he just like trying to fuck with? You know what I mean? I don't know how I feel about him.
Like, have some stand. That's mad weird. Have
some respect. Right. Let the girl shower.
He probably wanted to get her in the shower, like in the fucking house. It seems like he was throwing her on the damn couch. He probably would have threw her in the shower too. Shit.
Oh my God.
Like, babe, you smell a little bleachy. Let's go in the shower.
We can save the next one. Are you going to read it? Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll just read it. So it says, hey, ladies, I'm here because I was reminded of my horror story. So I just listened to today's episode where I think it's like our second to last episode we did, where y'all read a down in the DM about the girl who did it in the back of a pickup. And it looked like a murder scene. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yep.
She said, well, this wasn't my first time, but here we go. This was about 5 years ago before I had my now daughter. She's 4. I was with her dad at the time. We're not together now, just co-parenting. He would work a job out of state and I wouldn't get to see him that much. So when he came home, of course, we took advantage of that alone time and we had our fun. The specific time he came home, I was super horny and couldn't wait to jump right on him when he walked through the door. Now, let me just say, my periods have never been normal. They always just come as they please and never last the same amount of days every time. Well, normally I get like some signs that I'm about to start, like bloating or backache, but this day I hadn't gotten any of that. Okay, now we were all about the foreplay. Like, he would spend at least a good 30 to 45 minutes going down on me. Jesus Christ. I'd do the same to him. And then we would get into doing the damn. Damn, they had one of those really long sessions. The lights are off. He's down there doing his magic tricks with his tongue and shit. I'm enjoying the shit out of it, of course. I suddenly feel like super wet, like more than normal. I'm thinking, okay, this man is really putting in work down there. He doesn't take breaks. He continues on using his fingers as well at this point, which makes it even more wetter. At this point, I start smelling like a weird penny smell.
Oh, God. Oh, you know, that's like the iron. You know, that's the blood.
It's a penny smell. In my head, I was like, oh, fuck. No. Please don't let it be what it is. Please don't let it be what it is, because we all know what that penny smell means. Yes, we do. He's finally done, and I ask him to grab me a towel before we continue to have sex. Well, he throws me a towel, and I wipe, and I see the darkness of blood on the white towel. He still has the lights off, but I tell him, babe, I think I started my period. He goes to the bathroom, and he looks like he just devoured 6 cherry pies with just his face.
Oh, my God. He was coming like fucking Ronald McDonald.
It was everywhere. all over his face, his hands, his chest, his neck. It was a mess. I died. Just the thought of him swallowing my blood for that long. Like, how did he not realize the taste was different? That's what I was about to say. Did he not fucking realize it tastes like fucking hot pennies? I still to this day tease him about it, even though we aren't together. That, ladies, is by far the most embarrassing story I've ever told. But there you go. Love y'all.
That Time is so out. Nasty. That's like, not embarrassing for her because she couldn't help it. Like, it's not her fault. It's embarrassing for him. But you know what? I just saw a TikTok yesterday that was like, this guy was like, it was a literal TikTok and he's selfie mode talking about he likes a little twang to a girl's smell or taste.
No.
He likes that. And so maybe the guy didn't think anything of it. Like, maybe it wasn't a thing. I have dated someone who had a fetish with like my bleeding.
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to say there's guys who like don't mind.
But he wouldn't go down on me though.
Like a little blood won't stop.
Like he wouldn't go down on, like I wouldn't let him go down on me.
There's guys that would like,
he didn't care if it was on his fingers and in his hands like that. He did not give a fuck. But like, if you're coming like Ronald McDonald and you're trying to get it all, no, like I'm not willingly doing that. I would never willingly do that. So it's more embarrassing for him than it is for her. It's not her fault.
Honestly, even if I ever have my period, I don't want anyone going down on me because I'm just so like,
I don't think I would do that.
Like, do I smell? Like, do, like, I just don't want that. I don't want anyone down
there. I don't think I could. No, because even when I know I'm about to get my period or right after I have my period, it still smells like, even though there's no blood, it might still smell like there's a little bit of lingering blood. Cause it's probably inside. Yeah. I don't want them to smell that, taste that, feel that. Like, that's a no from me. Oh, that poor girl.
I'm not comfortable with that. But like, I've had sex like on my period and stuff.
Oh yeah, of course.
I think that's fine. Like, I don't mind that. But like the whole like it being in your mouth.
No, not my period blood. No,
I don't want to see my period blood on your face at all.
We are not the Ronald McDonald House, damn it. This is not that.
We are not doing this shit today.
Not today.
No, I can't do that.
Oh my God. That poor girl. Oh, okay.
And I also hate that feeling when you're like, when it like rushes out of you. So I can like feel her pain. Like, she probably just thought she was like super wet, but it's like, oh my God.
That poor girl.
I don't want to think about it. We're done.
Well, on that note, we're done here. happy Tuesday, everyone. We love y'all and we'll see you soon. We're don't forget to get tickets for our Galentine's Day event. That is on February 7th. Is it on February 7th? February 7th.
Yes.
We will link the tickets again. The meet and greet is sold out. But we are very excited. We're going to have exclusive merch. And we're just very excited about this event. So check out the tickets, see if you guys can make it, and, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, y'all.
See ya.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
All right, what's the best way to get big savings on your favorite spring looks? Shopping at Ross. They've got you covered on all the styles you love, and you can save big and get top brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. So if you're looking for deals on shirts and tops, Ross is your one-stop shop. We're talking about savings on your favorite tops from your favorite brands, and it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. We all know that. You want a deal on a dress? Ross has you covered. Don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those for the low. From slides to wedges, find the brand name sandals for less. Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse. Take the party outside with great deals on melamine dishes and more, because we love entertaining outside, and there are even great deals on men's spring shirts and more. What are you waiting for? Head on over to a Ross near you and save big. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. So will your budget. Believe me when I say your wallet will thank you. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.